From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Piggione reports in Columbia Green Media that in Philmont, there's a battle over the environment with a resolution to disband the village's Climate Smart Task Force. On March 13th, 30 climate-denying conspiracy theorists presented a draft resolution asking about dissolving the Climate Smart Task Force. Only a trustee can introduce a resolution in Philmont, though. Michael Richardson of the activist group Rivers and Mountains Green Faith said of the folks offering the resolution, and I quote, "Of those 30 people, many of them are not from Philmont. Many of them were from Stand Up Massachusetts, an extreme libertarian group from Great Barrington, and Neighbors to Neighbors," end quote. The resolution seems to deny the fact that burning fossil fuels is changing the climate. The right-wing environmental groups are mobilizing elsewhere in Columbia County. Neighbors to Neighbors, Smarter New York Energy, and the Empire Center for Public Policy hold a New York State Climate Act town hall on March 26 at Columbia Green Community College, hosted by Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner with former State Senator Daphne Jordan, both Republicans. Richardson said the event is, and I quote, "like the Marlboro Man telling you that if you smoke these cigarettes, you'll turn into a cowboy," end quote. Read more about this story in Columbia Green Media. Porcupine Soup reports that the village of Hunter won't provide the election results, but they say Alan Higgins defeated incumbent Mayor Michael Papa in the March 21st election. Higgins resigned and Papa ran for his seat and won, but Higgins was not happy with Papa's term and called him a bully in his campaign to retake the seat. The town also says Jason DeLeo got more votes, they don't say how many more, than Tyler Kalayer and Abraham Stefanski to take the Board of Trustees seat in Hunter. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County residents told their legislature on March 21st that they need affordable housing. Katrina Hauser moved to Kingston with her mother in 1974 and said, and I quote, "I'm a lifelong resident with nowhere to go, with an income to pay rent, but the rent's too high for me to pay it," end quote. Kingston resident Ann Ames said, and I quote, "The gentrification and displacement has gotten way out of hand. There is no housing. People don't have any place to go," end quote. The 2021 Ulster County Housing Plan backs up these stories with statistics. The report says that the average wage earner in Ulster County has to work at least 67 hours a week to avoid being considered, and I quote, "rent burdened," end quote, which is defined as spending more than one-third of one's income on housing costs. Ulster County legislators are expected to vote on a new law to help the affordable housing crisis in April. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that Cairo Durham High School has a new principal. David Proper was appointed by the Cairo Durham Board of Education on March 9th as interim principal at the high school. Former high school principal Jeremy Moore resigned February 16th due to personal reasons, with officials providing no explanation. Proper comes with 23 years in the Coxsackie Athens Central School District, serving there as vice principal and athletic director for 10 years and the middle school principal for the last 13 years. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.